Hi guys, this is Kendra Kamer with the Candidly Kendra podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021, and today I want to talk to you about the good thing about repentance, because it's this weekend that we celebrate our Jesus who died on the cross for us, and repentance, well, you'll hear it yourself on today's podcast.
Hi guys, I'm coming to you today from the mountains of Colorado. Isn't it gorgeous? These are the Sangre de Cristo mountains behind me, and they're just so beautiful. It's spring break, but you wouldn't know it. It doesn't look like spring break and it doesn't feel like spring break, although we used to have, when we arrived here a couple days ago, we had about a foot of snow on the ground. We actually had to hike into the cabin because the cars couldn't get here the whole way. But now it's a little bit melted, so we do have sun after all for spring break. Anyways, one thing I've been thinking about lately is the idea of habits and how we need to try to break our bad habits. I've been thinking about this because I have teenage boys, and sometimes I need to think about their bad habits as well and ways that I can help them break them. And one thing I've learned about habits is if you try to kind of think, I'm gonna do better next time, that doesn't work. Let's imagine, for example, that the bad habit is leaving the lights on in the house. If you're driving away from the house and you think to yourself, oh, I left the lights on, that's okay, I'll do better next time, you won't. You'll forget. You'll just forget to even care about it in the future. But if you stop the car, you get out and go back inside and turn off the lights, then that activity will actually help you rebuild new habits in your mind. And I've been thinking about repentance and how this works with repentance for our sins. There are two ways that I think repentance is actually effective in changing our sin patterns. The first one is that habit idea. If we just go ahead and think to ourselves, oops, I shouldn't have done that, I'm gonna do better next time, we're not changing any patterns. We're gonna forget to even try to do better next time. But if we take that sin to God and talk to Him about it, then we're beginning to create new patterns in how we handle our sin. But secondly, and so much more importantly, is that taking our sin to God reminds us of the gospel. A great preacher once said, "Preach the gospel to yourself every day." Honestly, I looked it up. I don't know which great preacher said it. They have all said it. Somebody very wise said it in the first place, and now everybody quotes him. But preach the gospel to yourself every day. What the heck does that mean? How can we find ways to remind ourselves of the beauty of the gospel? You know what the gospel means? That means the good news of what Jesus has come to do for us. How can we remind ourselves of that on a daily basis? Well, one of the best ways we can do that is through repentance. I'd like to read to you part of Psalm 32 from my old NIV Bible, beautiful Bible. It says, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." It says in verse 7, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." When we take our sins to God, when we say, "Oh God, I messed up. I don't like this sin and I want to change it, and I cannot do it by just trying harder next time," what we experience is the beauty of His forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." It's a promise. If we are trusting in Christ, there is forgiveness of sins guaranteed. That's the beauty of the gospel. And that's the beauty of the gospel that we get to experience when we go to God in repentance, that we don't get to experience when we try to just do better on our own. So that, my friends, is the beauty of repentance. It's one of the greatest gifts of the gospel that God has given us. Thanks, guys. This has been your Tuesday talk. I hope you guys have an awesome day and get to enjoy the great outdoors the way I am. Talk to y'all later.
You can watch today's video on my YouTube channel, Candidly Kendra K, or find it on my website, candidlykendrak.com. I hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll be back again with more for you tomorrow.